There's so much bad news going on. Every time you pick up something, somebody's robbing something, somebody's killed somebody. And this is a bad and good situation. There's a 17-year-old boy by the name of JR who is going through a terminal bout with cancer. And this the outlook that this boy has on life and just the things that he has done in a positive ways. Yeah. He's writing books. He's writing poetry and just trying to give back a little bit.
And specifically, he's created this coloring book. And he's done it with the thought and the heart, thinking that I want to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about a man named Chemo Man. That is
Captain
like a super,
Chemo.
Yeah, Captain Chemo is a superhero. And it actually is his doctor, he later reveals, as he told him. And what an inspirational story. And hear this little boy that, you know, the things that we talk about each and every day we gripe about. And then you hear about a kid that is not going to have much of a future. And he's still got a bright outlook on everything.
He really does. And this is just a sample of some of the poetry that he has written.
Why me? Why did I have to get sick and weak? Are you just picking on me? Why? Please open my eyes. Let me realize. Why me, God? Then he answered my cries and said, why not you? What makes you better than anyone else I would choose? I chose you because you were strong. And I'm never wrong. I have plans for you. And for that, you have to be strong.
That is definitely a special kid, no doubt. And joining us here this morning on the Dan and Dude Show is the doctor that's been treating him from Lutheran Children's Hospital, Dr. Dennis O'Brien, who is also known as Captain Chemo in the book that JR has put together. Dr. O'Brien, thanks for coming on this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about this book?
He worked on a comic book, and he called it Captain Chemo. And to be honest, I didn't think it was about me at all until he told me after he finished it and I read it. And he's like, well, you know that's you. And wow. I was just kind of blown away because JR, I mean, everybody he meets, he has a positive impact on, touched a lot of people's lives. It was really an honor for me that he would think of me that way.
Yeah, you know? And you know, and you're talking about a kid that has every right to be bitter. You know, the prognosis is not good for JR. And instead, he chooses to use his energy that he has left to be positive. And not only that, to help other kids by making this book. I mean, and you being a part of it, it's got to be something special.
Oh yeah, words can't really describe what, you know, how it makes me feel. Part of the reason why we do this job, it's not always we don't always have a good outcome, but
sure.
When we see, you know, things like this, it just makes us proud of what we do, but it, you know, and really, I mean, privileged to be a part of JR's life like that.
We were talking with Dr. Dennis O'Brien from Lutheran Children's Hospital, treating a young man, 17 years old, named JR, who has terminal cancer. This coloring book that he's created, he's made it a coloring book so that other kids that are going through the same thing, are going through chemo and whatnot, can actually color while they're going through this. And I know you had made comments about trying to get something going to make this a national thing.
I mean, that would just be great. So if anybody out there has any connection to any kind of publishing company or knows somebody, definitely, you know, give us a call. We would love to help push this forward on JR's behalf.
It's a great little thing that he has started. And, you know, we're very close with kids that have cancer. We do a radiothon here every year, the St. Jude Children's Hospital Radiothon, which really puts you in perspective of what these kids are going through. And hopefully, you know, one day cancer is a word we don't have to talk about anymore.
Exactly.
Well, I know that just listening to JR and getting to know him just from the sound bites that we've heard, I mean, I can understand that he's a very upstanding man and uses all of his energy to help kids.
Yeah, as I said, you know, anytime you think your day is going bad or anything, you just think about, it's like, well, what would JR think of me if I was complaining about this or that? It really is a remarkable story about a remarkable, you know, young man.
Well, if you hear anything, please keep us updated about the coloring book. If you happen to get it published, that would be neat for his legacy for sure.